James 5, verse 13 says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." So what I'd like for you to do for just a few moments is just let's do that. Let's confess to one another what we have need of. Let's pray for one another and expect God to heal, to restore, to fix, to inform, to change, to grant favor, that His grace would be multiplied. Let's ask God to do what only God can do right now. So if you just ask each other, is there something that I can pray with you about right now? So you might have to get up out of your seat. You might have to move a little bit. Let's just take a few moments. Let's ask one another, is there something I can pray with you about? So go ahead and do that, if you will, please, for just a few moments. He said, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." I just believe we ought to have a high level of expectation when we pray. We're really looking forward to this God of Miracles series. Michelle and I have been praying along this line for a while now, and you know, it's hard to explain how I go about even deciding what to preach on. You know, some things just kind of simmer there for a while on the back burner, and then all of a sudden it seems to, I don't know, become a little more present, a little more pressing, a little, you ever play the whole hot or colder game? You know, you know something's hidden, and you got to go find it. And it's like, well, colder, so you start moving back over, warmer, hot, oh, hot, you're on fire, and all that. That's kind of how a sermon comes. It's kind of out there. You can kind of sense it, but then it becomes warmer. It becomes more pressing. It becomes hotter, if you will. And this God of Miracles, as a matter of fact, we've even moved it up 1 week from when we were going to start. So we're going to finish our little mini series through the Proverbs on Sunday, and then we're launching God of Miracles a week from Sunday. We've moved it up 1 week. We were going to wait one more week from that. So so I want us to agree together in prayer about this series, that we would have a high level of expectation. That this isn't information, it's not just, isn't something else nice to know. You know, we're preaching this series with an expectation of action, of something to happen. That if we're going to preach about the God of Miracles, that the God of Miracles answers with miracles. And so I think you'll, one, find it to be interesting, but two, I mean, sometimes you just need God stuff to happen, because you can only do so much and you've done everything you know to do. So Hebrews 2 and verse 4, and this is our basis for agreement. Amos 3:3 says, "How can two walk together except they be in agreement?" And the only thing we're probably going to agree upon is just the Word of God tonight. If we started talking politics or other things, it's going to divide. But the Word of God will unite us. So Hebrews 2 and verse 4, and these are the foundation verses for this series. "God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. God also bearing witness. So our prayer is something along the lines of, God, we're asking and expecting that You would bear witness to our testimony, that You would bear witness to our preaching of the good news, both with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to Your will. Look at Psalm 71. And I would say for the last few years, Psalm 71 and these two verses that we're about to read are really the guiding verses, kind of the theme verses, if you will, for my life and ministry at this point of my life. Psalm 71, verse 17, begins this way. O God, You have taught me from my youth. Most of you know my testimony that I was born again at age 10, called to preach at age 11, preached my first sermon when I was 14, was licensed to preach as a teenager, and started pastoring actually as a teenager right before my 20th birthday, Michelle and I together. So this verse is me. You have taught me from my youth. And to this day I declare Your wondrous works. That's true. Now here's the part that is a little sad, but a little true. Verse 18. Now also when I'm old and gray-headed, I don't know if I'm old yet, but I do have gray hair. Don't nod that I'm old. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare Your strength to this generation and Your power to everyone who is to come. I feel as if, I believe, it's a better way to say it, that the mandate on our life now is, Lord, don't forsake us now. I mean, a lot's been accomplished throughout our life and ministry, and I'm not ready to be put out to pasture yet. So what You've done all through these years, I need You to keep confirming Your word with these various signs and these wonders and miracles and gifts of the Spirit according to Your will. Don't forsake me until I declare Your strength, Your power to this next generation. You know, my ministry can't be completed until it's successfully handed off to the next generation, who won't drop in fervor, who won't drop in faith, who won't drop in expectation, who won't believe in God less than what we believed God throughout our lifetime. And so at this juncture, at this point, I need You, God, to not forsake me now, because we need You still to show up with Your wonders and with Your signs and with Your power and with Your miracles and with gifts of the Spirit. And I believe that He will. Now, Michelle's been meditating on this. Psalm 90, beginning in verse 13. And I'm going to read it from the version that she's been reading it to me and the prayer of her heart lately. And it's from the Passion Translation. And the Psalms are referred to as poetry on fire. Psalm 90, verse 13, you can follow along, but I'm going to read from this version. Return to us again, O God. How much longer will it take until You show us Your abundant compassion? Let the sunrise of Your love end our dark night. Break through our clouded dawn again. Only You can satisfy our hearts, filling us with songs of joy to the end of our days. We've been overwhelmed with grief. Come now and overwhelm us with gladness. Replace our years of trouble with decades of delight. Let us see your miracles again. And let the rising generation see the glorious wonders you're famous for. O Lord our God, let your sweet beauty rest upon us and give us favor. Come work with us, and then our works will endure and give us success in all we do. And again, our prayer is return, God, break through the clouded day. Satisfy our hearts with songs of joy. Though we've been overwhelmed with grief, come now and overwhelm us with gladness. Replace our years of trouble with decades of delight. If you've had days of trouble, then expect years of delight. If you've had years of trouble, expect decades of delight. Are you following me? And Lord, let us see your miracles again. Let this generation see the glorious wonders you're famous for. There must be a longing in our hearts to see, to know, to experience what we've experienced in the past, and that our children and grandchildren would know the God of miracles that we have known. Finally, 1 Corinthians 2, and then we're going to pray together. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. For I determine, this is Paul, I determine not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ, and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And so, let's join together. I guess I'll lead this prayer and you pray in agreement with me right now. And I suppose if you really are moved to pray something boldly out loud, somehow get my attention and we'll agree with you in prayer. And let's just go into a season of praying that God's power, that God's glory, that God's miracles, that His signs, that His wonders would be seen and experienced by those that need the God of miracles to show up on their behalf. So could we agree in prayer right now? See, there's great power in agreement. You know, when we read from James chapter 5, I think we emphasized the wrong part of that. It says the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. And I think we've emphasized, well, we need to be fervent. But really, if you break that down, it's the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. I think the emphasis in the English sometimes gets placed on the wrong part. And we think if we're fervent enough, God will do it. But you know, you just have to be right with God and pray with believing and expectation. And our prayers themselves are powerful and effective because it's not dependent upon our fervency. It's based on God and His Word and our belief in who God is. So let's put our faith in who God is and less faith in our fervency. Are you following me? So let's agree. Father, we do ask and believe that you would show your miracles again to this generation. Father, there are people right now that need you to break through on their behalf, financially, in their health, in their relationships. And Father God, we're asking right now on their behalf to show yourself strong, that your power and that your glory would be revealed. Father God, in our services when we come together, but Father God, also as we go out, to the workplace, as we go out to our homes, as we go out to our neighborhoods, that you would show yourself strong on behalf of those in need. Father God, that your wonders would be seen by this generation, that your glory would be revealed. Father God, we live in a day of mockery. We live in a day of doubt and unbelief. And Father, we're asking that you would show us your glory. Lord, that we believe that it's not the persuasive words of human understanding that's going to persuade the hearts of men, but we believe that it's the signs and wonders of God. That, Father, that you've always shown yourself in delivering and in setting people free and making them whole. That the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of David, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of Daniel, the God of Elijah and Elisha. Father, that you are God and you do not change. And so we're asking yourself to show yourself again to this generation. The God of Jesus. The God of Paul. The God of Stephen. The God of Peter. John. Lord, we're asking you to show yourself in the same way to this generation. Lord, we believe that we are part of the same church as the Book of Acts church. We believe that signs and wonders or miracles are done through the name of Jesus, the name that's above every other name. And so we pray that you would raise us up, that we would speak boldly as we ought to speak, that you would stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders would be done through the name of Jesus. That you would not forsake us, that we would boldly declare a thing in the name of Jesus, and you would confirm the word with the signs that follow. That we would be able to say, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we're asking you to confirm your word with gifts of the Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, faith, working of miracles, gifts of healings, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, that the gifts of the Spirit would be fully manifested in this body and in this community, and everywhere we go. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, forgive our unbelief, and we declare tonight that we believe, and help our unbelief. Jesus, you said that in my name you'll heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. You'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And Lord, that's what they did. And you confirmed your word with those signs that followed. And as we declare you to be the God of miracles, that you would show up and be the God of miracles. That, Lord, we will have faith to boldly declare a thing. that in the letter to the Hebrews, you said this, that if God says a thing, we can boldly say that same thing. We can boldly say that God is for us and nothing can be against us. We can boldly say that greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. We can boldly say that we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We can boldly say, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord, we pray the prodigals would come home. The doubters would believe. The sick would be healed. The oppressed would be set free. Thank you, Jesus. We pray that doors would be opened for the gospel. Return to us again, O God. Show us your abundant compassion. Let the sunrise of your love end our dark night. Break through our clouded dawn again. Satisfy our hearts and fill us with songs of joy. And overwhelm us with gladness and replace the times of trouble with multitude. Applied times of delight. Let us see your miracles again. Let this rising generation see the glorious wonders that you're so famous for. Let your sweet beauty rest upon us. Give us favor. Come work with us so that our works will endure and give us success what we set our hand to do. I pray, Father, that you would fill us, the Holy Spirit, with the power of God, and that we would go forth as your bold witnesses into this world. That we would not complain about the darkness, but that we would bring the light and chase the darkness away. That we've been delivered from the domain of darkness and we've been transferred into the kingdom of your dear Son. So I pray that you would grant to each and every one of us the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, that we would know things by the Spirit, that you would reveal yourself, your power, your glory, your goodness, your strength to us. That Holy Spirit, that you would show us things to come, things that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man, but the things that you have prepared for us because we love you. We're called according to your purpose. Cause us by your Spirit to triumph and to always be victorious in Jesus' name. That we would be the head and not the tail. That we would be above only and not beneath. That when the enemy comes against us one way, that he'll flee before us seven ways. That your supernatural provision and abundance would be ours, and that your favor would go before us. We believe in Jesus' name. Does anybody have anything else before we dismiss? Well, let's close with this. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 11. Now may our God and Father Himself, and our Lord Jesus Christ, direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Amen. God bless you. If you brought in a tithe or offering tonight, you can